And I said, I don't want to go back. I want to stay. And then my last thought before I went back was, what are they going to think about me laying on the floor at the church house? Because he was laying prostrate on the other side. So I came back and I was still sitting in the seat, and they were still singing the same song. Because you went to eternity, a lot of time can elapse without time elapsing here. Okay, it doesn't take any time over there. And so it's a whole different, we can't hardly get around. My point in saying all that is we have a lot of things that the Lord is already preparing us for. You see, in Ezekiel, he says, I'm leaving. But he also said in Ezekiel 11, and I think this is where we're at as a people. We're ready for Ezekiel 11, verse 19. He says, I will give them one heart. I will put a new spirit within them. I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. So what he is doing is an awakening in us. And I will get more into that in this afternoon's talk. Turn with me your Bibles a few pages to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua here is ready to lead the people across the Jordan River. And he meets, in verse 13, he meets this man just standing out there, and there stood a man over against him, last part of verse 13, with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went up unto him and said, art thou for us or for our adversary? That is an absolute question that has to be asked throughout our life. Are you for us or for our adversary? I want to tell you what the question normally is. The normal question we have within ourselves, are you against me or for me, is there in us. But we ask the question, where do you go to church? I'm not saying that's not important, but there's only two kingdoms. There's only two. There aren't other kingdoms. Art thou for us or for our adversary? And he said, nay, but as captain of the hosts of the Lord, I am now come. I am not for you or against you. I am the captain of the Lord's army. What does that mean? That means that as I spoke in the prerequisite for this seminar, if you've sang the song and you've lived it, I have decided to follow Jesus, then you are on the same side he's on. But he is fighting for the Lord, and we are fighting for the Lord. It is not about my righteousness. It's not about my anything. And so you understand that in the next chapter, what happened is they took the city of Jericho. Oh, he was fighting for us, right? What happened in the next chapter? Was he for them or against them? Turn with me to chapter 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. What is this accursed thing? Dave Leachty is going to talk about accursed things this afternoon, and I'm going, or the next talk. I guess it's still this morning that he'll talk about that. I'm going to let him, or maybe it's this afternoon. I don't know when. I will let him deal with more of that, because I'm talking about deeper principle things than just what accursed things are. But I want you to know, what I've read to you so far is that in Ezekiel 8, there was all kinds of debauchery that was in the temple, and Jesus just left, or God just left. And here, this man that was a host of the armies of heaven is now on the other side. He's fighting against them. He's on the enemy's side. And that happened throughout Israel's history. But what we've reduced that whole thing to is that if I do the right thing, he's for me. If I do the wrong thing, he's against me. And so if the wheels come off of my wagon, it must be because I'm doing the wrong thing. Jesus changed some of that perspective. What he said was, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So if you take that prosperity doctrine from the Old Testament and you copy and paste it into the New Covenant, what you're actually doing is confusing your journey. That when things don't go well with me, I must be doing something terribly wrong. That actually was in the Old Testament as well. David said, my enemies are doing well. The wheels are coming off my wagon. What's wrong? This is not working. I want to ask some thought-provoking questions. And you have to stay with me on this. Why would